stone.
Okay, Rabosai. Start the Gemara. Samach Dalet Amad Aleph. About 11 lines from the bottom. Baal Amal Gershon or Shlosh Amal Gershon, Vehil Maris Nasan Li Ve'Avad. Right? So all three of them agree. The Baal says, I give it to the Shlosh for Gershon. The Shlosh says, I did my role for Gershon. And the wife also says for Gershon. But she lost the gift. There's no physical gift. What the case here? So the Ritva, if I don't know if anyone got a chance to be my eye on it, he has a lot of he says, talking about Shlosh, the Kabbalah, he needs to explain a lot of things. The simple shot is more like Rashi. Rashi says here very pithily someplace that it was a shliach leholacha. Netzat of a shliach lemosrula, etc. Shliach leholacha da'avad. So let's assume it's a shliach leholacha like Rashi. They all agree. They all agree. Seems like it should be pretty pashut. No, since you don't have two eidim in a davar shebe erba of gerushim, we don't believe she's divorced. But there are three reasons to believe she's divorced. Husband, shliach, and wife. So we take it one by one. Why not believe the shlish? Okay, so that's a big machloket. Some of the Rishonim take this as psak, proof and path like Rechitza, shlish neman. Others say, no, in some cases, Rechitza is motive. As the answer is, mikan off and give me to the other thing. What do you mean? He's not holding the get. As we said earlier, we only believe the shlish is holding the get. Here, if he doesn't have a get, the get, there is no get. The lehemni, lehemni the baal. Why not believe the husband? The amar of tibar of amar of yochanan baal shomer giraf is ishti ne'eman. We say in where is it? Balvatra or someplace? Balvatra. That the baal is ne'eman to say he divorced his wife because some sort of migo. He could divorce his wife, so he's ne'eman to say he divorced his wife. There's a bit of machlokas what matzgana is there, but at the very least, you know, Rabbi Rav and Rabbi Yochanan says that the husband is a 100% believed. So why Rav Yochanan here say, Rav Yochanan obviously that's what he says. So how can Rav Yochanan say she's not believed? The answer is, Mika Omer Gerashti. What do you mean? Of course that's what Rav Yochanan says he divorced his wife. He doesn't say he divorced his wife. He only said, I gave it to the shliach to deliver it. I have no idea if the shliach delivered it or not. So since he doesn't know, therefore he can't have them honest if he says he doesn't even know what happened. So what do you mean? At least believe in what he says, that he gave it to the shliach. And even though he says, I don't know what happened afterwards, a chazaka fills in what happened afterwards. There's a chazaka that shliach is osa shlichuso. The amr of Yisrael, the amr of the shlucho, say the kaddish le'isha stam, umeis shlucho, sorry, umeis shlucho, asr b'chol ha'nashim sheba olam, because chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, one of the most interesting dina mitzvah. A guy who tells a shliach, go and kaddish a girl, stam. He doesn't tell him exactly which girl or any limitations on who she can kaddish. And the shliach dies and no idea what happens. Then this fellow cannot marry anyone in the world. Why can't he marry anyone in the world? Because chazaka shliach shlichuso, this chazaka, that the post can use this a lot in the modern day law as well. Chazaka, a shliach does the shlichut. We don't assume that he backed out. And therefore, the shliach married someone. So that's whenever I want to marry a girl, that someone could be her relative. And if I'm married to a relative, she's giving her rights. I mean, I can't marry her, therefore I can't marry anyone. Obviously, the Gemara point out that, if you love their another, there is a point out that technically doesn't mean he can't marry anyone. If he finds a girl with no relatives, then he can. But at least anyone of most girls you'll find who have lots of relatives, right? A lot of potential relatives, or relatives could answer her mother, grandmother, daughter, granddaughter, or sister. So that's a lot.
I have two questions. One, when Rabbi Yochanan says, have a damage of ever, then damage of ever, after Mishnayim, what's the Gemara doing? It's now going, oh, wait, actually, but we want to believe the Shlish for the woman, which is one. So what is the thing that Rabbi Yochanan
so the Gemara is saying, it's stranger is in Mishnayim, not in Echad. But there are specific reasons why these three insiders we would believe. Right, the shlish we believe because of Rechitza above, whatever his reason was, we have two opinions. The baal we believe because of migo he can divorce herself, and the woman we believe because of a reason we haven't seen yet. That's special exceptions.
Okay, and my second question is: doesn't it say in tradition that it's offered for a man to marry a woman without seeing her first? So therefore, this should be like an invalid shlichus to begin with.
That is a great question, because in so many places all over, we see that that rule was, what do they say, honored in the breach. The pun, even though it says asul adam sheik hadash isha adje yurena, a lot of poskim say it's not an iser gomer, it's just not proper, but it's not an iser gomer, or they say it depends on the circumstances. Lamaisa, again, nowadays we wouldn't think of. Nowadays we're very awkward on that. But that's a very ambitious estimation of the power of Shluchos Shalom and Kamoso. I'd like to see you try that with your wife. yes. Okay.
Besides, I mean, you have to see with the Eliezer.
Correct. Correct. You know, that's what all the people who like these kind of chuchim says, why was BK Shalom and Lach or Sakos? Because the Medrash says that Lavan of Asur tried to poison Eliezer, but Eliezer is dead. Yitzhak couldn't have married anyone. And therefore, it's based on this Gemara, and that's because Bikish Lach is not called, then Yitzhak couldn't have married, couldn't have had kids. Okay, it's found in Achronim, not such a convincing shot. A, because it was poor Matan Torah. B, because he told him only to go, well, it's unclear if now even all small, but he told him, you know, he gave him some limitations on who he should marry, depending on how you interpret it. He didn't say marry anyone in the world. And B, because the Pashup shot wife, Bikish Lavan Lach, Chris Akol, Lavan ran after Yaakov to kill Yaakov and his whole family, except that Hashem appeared to him in a dream. Okay, fine. Anyway, so I hate to ruin all the nice Popolim. But that's all based on that quote. They found Chazakar Shleifos Shleifusam, right? We don't say, something like a snake figure. Maybe the Shleif did it, maybe he didn't. And even maybe it's not this girl's relatives, we don't say. We say for sure the Shleif did it. So here they for sure the Shleif did it, Makula. And then we're answering them, hey, no, how do you look over of all Makula? No, that principle is only Lachomer. We'll have to see how much Lachomer. We only say Lachomer, meaning it's not really Chazakar Shleifos Shleifusam. It's more of like a Sophic Chazakar. Because we're not sure if we say Chazakar Shleifos Shleifusam to wear Makner, but we're not Mekel.
This thing in general is a Chomra, or right now?
Seems to be in general the Chomra. In general, seems to be only the Chomra we say Shleifos Shleifusam. However, Tosfos points out here that it's a little trickier, not so tricky. That's what maybe you expect for things that are like Sveikos. That it says in Erevin that for Dra'orais says we only say Lachomer, not Lakula. But for Drabonans, we say it even Lakula. Okay, which is not so surprising. I mean, that's just like a Sapek. Sapek is the rice of Lachomra, not Lakula, and Sapek Drabonan, even Lakula. Okay, so that's the halakha. Like that we say it, Lakula by Drabonan, Lachomra, you're right. Last part, Lehen Ludija, right? Three strikes, we're going to be out soon. Why not leave her? Why leave her? We're assuming that she and her husband are together in a room now. Why? Because if he said and she said, they must be together. Otherwise, how do we know what they both three of them said? Obviously, we got all three of them together. So the rule is a woman who said she's divorced is not Naaman. But a woman who says in front of her husband she's divorced is Naaman, because the chazaka that she wouldn't be able to have the chutzpah to say she's divorced in front of her husband wasn't true. So why not believe her? The answer is honey meat, no, that's only true if she doesn't have anyone backing her up. But if there's someone backing her up, then she won't be made of pana. I mean, so normally she wouldn't have the husband. We're here and the shliach backing her up. And therefore the husband's half backing her up. Therefore, husband's saying, yeah, you're probably divorced. I just don't know for sure. Obviously, it's not any hook, but it's saying, Paka, you're right, divorced. Don't worry, it all worked out the way you planned. There's obviously no chutzpah involved, and therefore there's no makor for nemanis. Okay, there's a din in the Gemara earlier. A few din in the Rishonim here that I don't think we'll have time to get into. Number one, does Rav Hamnuna mean that she's believed bevadai, like it sounds from here, or she's only believed misafik, in which case you have to answer a bar sugya. Some of the Rishonim brackets dealt with that. What kind of siyua? You know, she's not believed only if the husband agrees, even if only shliach agrees. Okay. But for now, I want to focus on one or two points. We have time, maybe we'll come back. Some of these technicalities, number one is...
Do we conclude that it's a suffix?
So we conclude that in this case, the suffix, even though all three of them agree she's divorced, we consider a suffix issue, correct. Okay, so the interesting discussion is Kosos Dermatko Antum Kolonashim Shiva Olam starts with, he has two questions. He starts with the interesting question. You know, he doesn't ask the Tomer Yerushalmar, just says Aval. But every Aval is in Tomer Yerushalmar. But why? Because of that.
why can the husband say Migo the Ibai, I could divorce her now?
But you immediately, if you say something, he's not even saying she's divorced. He's saying, I gave it to her political look, and I don't know what happened. So that definitely works. His Migo doesn't work. Immediately, believe what I mean, he can't be believed more than I say, and he's not saying she's divorced. I'm saying, I don't know.
And the cost, meaning if you take off the time, that would work because we would.
You don't make the time.
Because you're giving that color to the
no matter what you say, Migo's not going to work to believe more than you say. That's the maximum of what you say. Okay.
So there must be that all in separate places because if the man heard the woman got the thing, he would say they're asking. They're all in the same place and he hears the woman.
At the time, they weren't in the same room. That's why he said, but that's what I just meant like now, that's probably good.
It's funny because it sounds like Shneur the Shneur proposal, and we don't know what the Shneur was saying. But now the Shneur came and said, "I brought the get."
Yes, the Shneur said he brought the get, but he's only a that and he has no
demo. So with the fact that the get was given, and that happened to finish it,
then the Shneur, even if the Shneur said he did it, and even if someone else said it, it's still only a nothing.
I mean, it sounds like a terrible example of more of a pretty. Because like the Shneur never said like an example where the Shneur is dead and didn't say
it. I see what you're saying.
And he's like, he can't expect me. Why would he? Why would?
It's a good question. If even when the Shneur did anything, he did a shlicha. When he comes back and reports that he did a shlicha, then even has corroborating evidence for sure he did a shlicha. It's a good question.
Yeah. And the answer is no.
The Chumra, even with extra evidence, we don't believe it. It could be that. It's just about Kumar beyond when I'm doing for Doraisa. Like, really logically, we should. Maybe it's not stopping. It's just like they were Darabana, not relying for Doraisa. Okay, but that's a good question. Our answers. Now, Tosus deals with nothing to do with our Sugya. Tosus deals with this funny case, but also called Nashim Shiva Olam. And the Gemara said, look in Nazir, the Gemara here and Nazir, two steps towards Asr Kol Nashim Shiva Olam. Number one, Chazaka said about Bishkin Kusto. Otherwise, we'd say everything's the head gets hetter, nothing happens until proven otherwise. Certainly, the Qumran would say that Chazaka. Even so, that's not enough, which is the discussion of Nazir, which is what Rabbi Miller talked about in the most recent Shir Kvali, which I'm not going to repeat. You can't repeat two Shir Kvali in one day, and I hope to be the second class. Why not say Bitzel Barov? After all, if there's, again, I'm not questioning how many women, it's only Jewish women have peace as Kedushin, right? But if there's, I don't know, 10 million Jewish women in the world, rounding off, and I'm marrying someone who has like six relatives, so the odds are that whoever my shlich and Mekadish is not one of these six relatives, is one of the other 999,994 women in the world. Right, so why not stay rogue? So the Gemara there explains in Nazir Dafkin Bay, the big Soya Halacha L'Maisa, and this really big Soya Halacha L'Maisa comes up even in modern day Kashrus Shailos, because the rule of Kavua, called Kavua to Metza, a Metza dummy, the rule of rogue is that if I find something that's not fixed in place, then I go by rogue. I find a, again, this is going to sound strange to you. But it's going to sound reformed to you, but it's actually the halakha. If I find a piece of meat, unpackaged, unmarked piece of meat on the street, on the sidewalk in Beit Megan, I can eat it because most of the stores in Beit Megan are kosher. But that's because it's not kavua, it's nothing fixed in place. It's just a, but if I, most of the stores in Beit Megan are kosher. There's only one tape store in the whole Beit Megan. There probably is. It's just an example. And I go to a store and I don't pay attention which store. And I buy meat, then it's trafe because it's considered 50-50. Called kavua, I went to a kavua place, is considered like 50-50, no follow rule. So Gemara explained that the shliach, when he went, I sent the shliach, and he went and found the woman. He went to the woman's house where she is kavua. Therefore, by kavua, we don't say rule. Rather, we say it's like 50-50, and that's the second ingredient in why we are in why we're machmir here. Umar says, what if you found a woman not at home? Okay, nonetheless, since she's someone who clearly goes home, has a home she goes to all the time, she's considered kavua, and you have to find her in the supermarket. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. Now, the question posed is this. Let's assume this happened, right? Yoni sent a shliach to mikdash him a girl, and the shliach died, went AWOL, we don't know what happened to him. So now Yoni can't marry anyone. No one should be able to marry anyone. Why? Because there's one Kavala there is the Kadesh Tiyoni, Hadakar Tliya Hosh Likuto. We can't go by rogues of Kavala. Therefore, every girl is a 50-50 Safi Asia bitch. So no one can be allowed to get a curse. That's supposed to be the first kacha. Right? So that's supposed to be the first kacha. No one should be allowed to get married. So what the kacha? The kacha is how come the Mishaleya can't marry anyone? But strangers can marry everyone, right? That's Tosfos initially kasha. And Tosfos initially said he can answer that kasha. What's Tosfos' answer to that kasha, anyone? How does Tosfos initially answer his kasha? Every woman's believed, but the rulers aren't believing, even if I found a girl, I read me a sinner. And I said, how many relatives do you have? He says, eight. And I call 8 relatives, and they say, well, the baby, I never met Eliezer. It still wouldn't help, right? The way the Ramban says over Tosfos, he said, every woman is only never to matter herself, but she's not never to matter her relative. But why? Meaning, it's not the blue, why should I be never to matter myself, not never to matter my relatives? So Tosfos gives a reason. I can't think of any reason other than Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos gives a reason. Why the woman Naaman, the matter, meaning you can get up and marry Mithael, and we don't worry that she's Yoni's wife. But Yoni can't marry anyone because their relative, her relative might be his wife. What's the difference?
Women aren't going to marry multiple men.
Exactly, because the Mithael. Meaning, if any woman married a strange man, obviously she's not Yoni's wife. Because she wouldn't do a, she wouldn't herself do a mitzvah of doing ancient ish and making her kids mamzer. That's a kazaka, meaning it's not just deeper. It's she's skin in the game, as it were. It's a mitzvah, and it's not just a mitzvah of like I write you a letter, meaning she is putting herself at risk. So therefore, says Hoso initially, he says, what's the difference? Because Isha is nemene lehatir atma, but ein hakrovos, right? Ein Isha nemene lehatir krovoteha. But why? Because not just a rule of Nemanis, I'm believed to say I'm mutter, not that someone else is mutter. Either Abba, you think you'd be more believed to say someone else is mutter, you're less biased, etc. No, because if you call someone up and say, oh yeah, I was never married to Yoni, so my sister go ahead and marry him, she's not taking any risk with herself. That's just a word, just a word. And a word is not enough for Dovish of Erba. Any Dovish of Erba, the effort is not enough for Dovish of Erba. But the word is. Someone who does something though, put them at risk, they should them on day, but that's more than eight echad. That's a kazaka, and therefore that is good enough, meaning eight echad lo sagi l'dabar sheba'erba, but because it's not just eight echad, rather it's what's supposed to be lashon, supposed to lashon to something along the lines of lo isa choseris mis kadeshes, right? Meaning, rather, let's call it a kazaka. The Asius is lo haitha ozeret umitkadeshet. Action speak louder than words.
So I think I'm each woman testifying about herself. You go up to the one and say, did Eliezer umitkadesh you? And maybe you yourself or your brother is interested in that one for himself. So she would have to answer for herself.
No, because fuck is cheap. What the writers don't say, according to Tosfos, is let's say you find a woman and all her relatives are married, then she's okay. Her relatives wouldn't have gotten married if they were already married to
you. Brother, go with you. Ask your brother, did my shliach, go to you? And if she said no, then the brother can marry her. So she's being asked for, she's answering for herself. And then you go to each sibling and ask like that.
Marry everyone in the world.
If the woman says that if Reuben sends a shliach to Leah, and he says and we're not sure if it reached Leah or not, then have Reuben's brother Shimon go to Leah and say, can I marry you right now, or did your brother?
No, but if Shimon doesn't really marry her and she knows it's just a fake, then it doesn't prove anything.
Maybe it's in the future.
And then it's hard to fool all the people all the time, as the wise man once said. You just want to fool all the relatives into thinking they're about to get married.
Leave them being MF for themselves.
Yeah, the answer is because if you're really going to marry them, the Ron says they have an army that would work. And if you're just pulling a fake, they'll figure out it's a fake after a few times. Okay, if fooling people is not always a good answer.
Because why don't we just trust every woman that they won't get? If we don't think they're going to be married without actually getting divorced.
Ah, so the answer probably is because there she's better. Has got Asia's dish. Then, not, but here's the only sake, and therefore it's enough to milk me sake, but not enough to milk me has got Asia's dish. Okay, that's Tosos at first, then Tosos has a problem. But before we get, we might as well mention Tosos' problem. Tosos' problem is, what about a Yatoma, right? What about an orphan girl? An orphan girl, it could mean that her father accepted Kiddushin from the Shliach and died. Right, meaning obviously means an orphan girl whose father died after the Shliach was sent. Right? So then she doesn't know. So if she doesn't know, then there's no nemesis. So here, hopefully that's the question. And no one says in a Hanami, no orphan girl in the world can get married because maybe someone sent a Shliach, etc. Right? That obviously that's not the halacha. We would know what. So what is supposed to say? How come? Why can Yitomot marry anyone? Tosos's answer is not going to work for this because she's not in it about herself. He doesn't know, right? Afal pi she'em yodos ha'em niskadshu olav. And then Tosos does not have an answer for this. Which is why he comes on to his second answer, and his second answer is that's the big machlokas in the Torah is between Tosfos and Matkana, not second answer, and all the other Rishonim. Tosfos Matkana, he says it's many places in Shah, and he says, may Iker din, none of this is a problem. It's only a knack. It's a knack because the guy was stupid and he sent a Shliach to be kind of thumb for him without any safeguards. Okay, so they're about to death. Are you calling Avram Yitzchak as being stupid? After all, maybe the four mountain Torah was different. Maybe there were safeguards. Maybe they were told to go with their town, and there are other towns in the world. Okay, in any case, not everyone agrees with Tosos. Who says this is a terrible thing to do? But Tosos says it's a terrible thing to do, and therefore it's a knack on the Mishaleach himself. It's really a knack, but there's no knack on strangers, and there's no knap on strangers, and that's how he answered answered all the knappers. The knap of the guy felt not a strange, only a knap. Now, post there has to be a little ninja. This knap, why did the Gemara say a doctor say, that say it's a knap? And why did the Gemara another say, here it's kahuva, but the other piece we asked from is not kahuva? So, post there's like, no. It's a knap, even a knap is changed already. You know, there's such a thing as they were talking about a changed already. Even a knap, they would only make a knap if it was at least had a basis to be similar in halacha. Meaning, if it was a chazak or shleifos or shleikuto, they wouldn't make a knap.
Think of what he should have known.
What?
It's also like, it becomes like a dumb decision because he should have known.
That's right. Even so. If not, I'm not sure, but if he was able to do so, they wouldn't make it enough. Because they would say, you know what? Probably nothing happened. But if probably something did happen, then it would be made it fast. But also, if not for Kavod, they wouldn't have made it fast. Because they say, you know, if it was not similar to a case of where there would be Ezra Dorisa, they wouldn't make it fast. Basically, only make it fast is similar to Ezra Dorisa. So they ask themselves, but they ask the Shaila. What's the Shaila they ask? They say, if you're going to say that all women are out there, then a guy who is mafresh a pair of birds for a carbon, and one of them flew away, escaped. He wasn't careful to lock the cage. One of them flew away. Shouldn't all birds in the world now be puffed with carbonos? Because maybe they're already disguised carbon. Maybe they're already cut to hectic. Shouldn't all birds in the world be puffed? Maybe they're already hectic. Why is there a happening to make a canop on the world? Didn't mean shouldn't all birds be puffed for the whole world. Just means shouldn't all birds in the world be up there again? That's a knas. But the halakha is only for him. Okay, now, but why is it not Osir D'oraisa? So Tosos needs one reason why it's not up to Daraita. But in fact, he gives two reasons. He doesn't need two reasons. He just gives. Right? It's extra reasons. Unnecessary reasons. Two reasons. It's not Medina. A. Not really. Hazvaka. Shliach. Oseh. Shlihu. So. B. Not really Kavua. Okay, why is it not really Hazaka Shliach Shlihu? So for those says very popular. Hazaka Shliach Shlihu when it's up to the Shliach. When it's up to someone else, obviously you can't say Hazaka Shliach Shlihu, right? If I say, you know, Sam, go to my Shliach to buy Morty's car. I have a used car. Go to my Shliach to buy Morty's car. So you can't say Hazaka Shliach Shlihu, so maybe Morty didn't read it. Right, so it's totally not my favorite. You can't say, I'm not going to do it. I told him, the now, you understand why you're a bot and could disagree. You don't have to say, no, if I tell you, going to tie one girl, we can't say, oh, the Kuto, because me, and no, if I tell you, going to tie some of the world, and there ain't no the world comes down to me yet, but it's also not my favorite. And why is it not really cook a lot? It's not really Kavua. So tell us, again, he doesn't need both answers. He just says that anyway. And why is it not really, so no one's not really stood up with the Kuta. So it's only that is right, the only half. Is it not really Kavua? So tell us to explain, because Kavua is only, when we say anything Kavua is like 50-50, only when what he called it's that's not great. So that's not great. Give me a second. Don't have it's either the nicker, don't mean to have a kavua the day. That kavua is only if I, the famous example is one of the baligosos, the shimcha vino, or safety for Christo, and it's very end. But he said, if there was once an angla rupa. And that was you're not allowed to plant in that land anymore in Eretz Yisrael, right? So there's one land in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, but it's a couple woods in a certain place, which you're not allowed to plant. We don't know where it is. So then you're not allowed to do agriculture in Eretz Yisrael because there's something kavua and everything kavua, and then you don't go by road. You say, if that's
assuming that there was a case of
agriculture. Correct. He assumes there was a case of agriculture. Which is, you could say there was never such a case. But he assumes it wasn't the case. I'm not sure if he said how he knows. Anyway, his answer is no, you misunderstand. It doesn't mean that anything in a fixed place is. By the way, you should know, this is a big issue nowadays. Let's say, I have a kilometer farmer, and he has records of how much trees he plants every year, right? And he has 1,000 trees, he's pretty full, but 2 years ago he planted another 5. Okay, which, he doesn't know, he just knows that he planted 5 trees. Okay, so are you allowed to eat any of the fruits? After all, 5 trees are low. Now, they're only 0.5% to be bought out, but no, maybe they're going to go under 6. No, that's not kavua. Kavua doesn't mean anything that's in a place. Kavua means everyone knows which one it is. You just didn't pay attention. That's kavua. You went to the store and you didn't pay attention with kosher fake, but they're readily identifiable. They're not ma'ura. They're not mixed. They're readily identifiable. Okay, that's the sheet of the Bali Tokos and many other Rishonim and many Achronim. That kavua is only when something is in a certain place readily identifiable. Over here, the Shliach dead, the women who are up to are not readily identifiable, right? The woman married Makabi is not readily identifiable. No one knows who she is. Therefore, it's not kavua. That's what Tosos says it's not really kavua because the answer is not readily identifiable. And then Walter Marcos says, ma'ur. The Uruk is not Kavua. Okay, then Tosfos and Nadar also, it's pretty clear. That's what the anal nicker. Low, I'm reading the Rebbe. That's the anal nicker. Okay, we can use the plush on. Enter anal nicker. That's not kavua. The Meiri says something a little different. Says the Meiri, that was in bracket. And there he said, it's not really kavua because women are not, not the gender, people are not actually fixed in place. They have homes, but they also walk around. Then he gets the question, did he find her? Hopefully find the shot. But he said, basically, since they walk around, they're not kavua. They're not in a fixed place. I understand they have a home, but that's not enough to be a fixed place. They don't stuff. Says the Meiri another. Because the 90 AFLP Kozer Lebeta, even though she goes home at night, since she walks around, that's not cold. But, oh, okay, for some reason, it's not real Kahua. It's not real Kahua. You only need to say one of these, but if you have both these, then for sure it's not an issue of rice. It's just a knock. And obviously, the knock is only on the idiot who did this, not on the rest of the world.
No, Kahua, therefore, accurate instead of real.
Correct. Therefore, make her, then you follow rope. Exactly. Okay. So let us, that is the Tokos. There are some other pshatim floating around out there. The Ramban rejects Tosos. He says, no way. The Gemara clearly doesn't sound like a Tos. The Gemara here doesn't sound like a Tos. Sounds like it's a real halakha. It's not part of the use of the proof. Tosos will say, yeah, maybe we thought either. Even though it was a knock, we used it as a proof, but we thought it was a real bin until we entered, until we come run, then we realized the knock. It sounds hard more like the real halakha. It sounds another sure like the real halakha.
And maybe I mean, we still got to adding the round a little bit, I don't know if we're there yet, but maybe you brought it down here because Shnei Shish Shabbatot works as a test of the Chumra through Knas. Maybe that's like the ideal case. Only works through.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. The answer is that. So
the Knas, meaning that is the case.
Yeah, exactly. But there are people who doesn't like it. He also says he's not sure this guy did anything wrong. So there are people in a different shot. What are the shots? These are three main shots in Tosfos initially, Tosfos and Matkana, and the Ramban. What's the Ramban shot? Why do we assume everyone's relatives might be always wife, but you only get married her? But we assume everyone, meaning the same girl, if she's Yoni can't marry her sister because she might be Yoni's wife. But I can marry her and I'm not supposed to be Yoni's wife. Why? So hope this two answers. What's the Ramban's answer? Heskatsuya. Says the Ramban, you know why strangers can marry everyone? Because of Heskatsuya. Heskatsuya. If there's Heskatsuya, why can't I? If there's Heskatsuya, so why can't the Mishaleach marry everyone? You can't marry anyone. You might be married to the relatives. No, all the relatives have Heskatsuya. Why does Heskatsuya work for every girl to get married, but not work for every girl to allow a relative to get married? So the Ramban said.
Sashrama, meaning it's practically let each come and testify if they do it in a fight.
No, the Ramban is very clear that even if they eat. Okay. But Hazaka is not testimony. Hazaka is even without testimony. You're throwing the next line of our Bible, but Hazaka is even that test.
No, Hazaka, for the girl, you're coming to.
Exactly. Hazaka only works for the person who's that Shiloh is in Bezdin. Hazaka doesn't work for someone who's Shiloh not in Bezdin. Meaning, Heskatsuya works for this woman herself. Heskatsuya works for this woman herself, right? Who was here last year, right? This is very, very reminiscent of. What is very reminiscent of?
Of the pizza.
Correct. And which king? Is that very reminiscent of?
Yamehel.
Remember good old Yamehel? Right? None of was here last year. You missed all the fun with Yamehel. It was the schmack. Anyway, the whole question of. If there's someone has a chazaka who's not in Bezdin now, can their chazaka work? Can we not for someone who isn't Bezdin now? Their bond here is clearly saying no. But he said, the chazaka pnuya of the relative David were to be matir this woman. I have to figure out how to write this in a more precise language. What he's saying is that the hesketuya of Plonis worked to let Plonis marry. The hesketuya of Plonis is fifth, but it doesn't work to let Plonis marry. Hesketuya only works for the person who has the chazaka. It doesn't work for another person. Right? The hesketuya, let me stay, where's my racer? Hesketuya of one person is not matir another person. And therefore, whenever Yomi wants to marry someone, we say, sorry, you can't marry Yomi, because maybe your sister's married him, or your mother's, or your daughter's married him. Say, oh, my sister, mother, daughter, they're business. It doesn't help you. But when someone wants to marry a stranger, we say, maybe you're married to Yoni. Maybe you're an orphan, and you don't know if you're married to Yoni. The works for you, but it doesn't work for a stranger.
In Tosfos and Mifflin, why does he have to go there? Why can't he say it's like, almost like a hefty gava, that like each person is testifying whether they can't combine the sex to...
Because I think each person is testifying on a dover thing after. They're testifying that they're a puya. So the rule is whenever you test find something that has an effect in and of itself, even if it has to be start for something else, have a secondary effect, it's still valid. Okay, are there any clearances out there before we analyze our body?
Why can't he marry a Giolet?
He can in a Konami. The Lakola old notion show all about that. Okay, that's the $64,000 question. And economy. But the Ramban also adds something else. What's funny is by the time the Ramban gets to adding something else, you can also rescue the original answer of Tosfos. Now it's funny, he said the original answer of Tosfos over in a way that doesn't capture the cop. He said the original answer of Tosfos is that every woman is damaged for himself but not damaged for relatives. Okay, that's sort of a silly thing. I thought it was so sad. So that damaged for herself, you're doing an action that's called up if you would do it. Okay, what does he add? He adds, don't worry about the somos. He doesn't need to ask, but he asks because no father mechanic should mind your daughter without telling lots of people to make sure that a menstrual doesn't happen. Right there, Ramban is assuming he's a little naive. He assumes that people don't assume they'll live forever. Sometimes people I know think they'll live forever. Okay. Maybe in the old days, people are not as arrogant, right? The father's the cottage, father of a cottage 10-year-old daughter, right? He said, who knows what will happen to me? What if I get a heart attack one day? What if I get captured by bandits, you know, et cetera? So any father who's a cottage 10-year-old daughter tells everyone who's willing to hear what he did. Make sure that no one forgets. Make sure there's no Mitchell, right? He would tell her. He would tell his wife. He would tell his neighbor. He would tell his brothers. And therefore, you don't have to worry about that a father may have a 10-year-old daughter and we don't know about it. Because he would have heard. Now, once you go there,
I could kind of name on retroactively. So at 10 years old, I was married, but now I'm 15. Kind of,
why not? Why not? Now, this would rescue also the first answer of Tosco. After all, you could go and they're about inadvertently, I think, has rescued Tosco and say, really, it's with just chazaka, a woman wouldn't commit bigamy. A woman wouldn't do each decision to make her kids mamzerim. And even if someone wouldn't do each decision to make her kids mamzerim, she would have heard, their father would have made sure it was alive. So I would add, lust. Yeah, it's not necessary for him to add this. Right? Because he already has a perfectly fine answer based on Cheskes Truya. But what does he say? He says, if Cheskes Truya hey, the ain't Cheskes Shlichos Shlichos Mutsiyim Bechazaka, the oh, he says, the oh, Chazaka na Av, Shein Mekadosh Pito, the show take with Kalkel, Aleha, Ilo Kitcha, Imo Dio, of Vlanashim, Vlanashim Harvey. Okay, so the truth is, the old of the Ramban, good. Answer with the ode of the Ramban. Now, the question is, why didn't Tosfos say it? Maybe because they think that was a good psychological umdra. Maybe he has some love against it. Hard to know. Maybe he just thinks that that would probably work. Or maybe you think, no, somehow that second-hand testimony would not be halakhic. It's hard to tell. With the order of the Ramban, Chazaka she'ein av mekadesh es bito ve shoshtek. That would be another possibility. Okay. I'm saying you could rescue the original books. Yeah.
A gadol can be made on something that they witnessed while they were a katan, even on Dine d'Oraisas.
Mated is, I think you know the quickness, by the way. You ask the question, you know the answer. The answer is no. But I think we're not necessarily talking about mated. We're talking about a chazaka. A woman wouldn't make herself ishvit or ishvam raven. So your chazaka is better than eight. But again, it's looking at one both himself didn't give that answer. Yeah, maybe Tosfos didn't give that answer. He would say, no, she's not that trustworthy, even through this chazaka. I'm calling chazaka. He tells everybody. Right? One of the men tells everybody. Of course, everybody has known that one of the women for Tosfos, only the daughter of Gadda. Right? Okay, yes, Ryan, I think you could. Maybe. Okay, maybe this could. Let's go to their both words, it's not necessary. Before we come back to Ramban, who's the most fascinating shot here, of course, I just want to point out there are some other more obscure answers to this question. These are the main answers to this question, but there's other more obscure answers to this question. I think the She'iltos has a totally different answer to this question. I'd say, says the She'iltos, obviously in Kayasara, right, where it's what does the She'iltos say? He brings down this Gemara, and then at the end he said, why are all women allowed to marry strangers? But Yoni, the Mishaleach, not allowed to marry anyone. For the guy himself, for more close even the Cheska we're close only to the Mishaleach, not for anyone else. Okay, so I'll explain why. Chazaka Shleichos for the close should be for everyone. Weird case. I tell a woman I married you. She says, you never married me. Who else her girl seha? Be muteras the crowbug. There's no idiot. I tell the woman I married you. She says, Ladum Loyar, nothing happened. She's allowed to marry whoever she wants, including my relatives, because we have no shock whatsoever she's married to me. But I'm not allowed to marry her relatives. Why? What's the principle there? Anyone know what the principle? Stav Yanav, because he believes to it, even though he has no nemana thing, don't give her a fuck, Yishnayim. Stav Yanav, he believes in Yishura. Everyone who admits something makes it also for themselves, even though they don't have nemana to make it also for the rest of the world. Right? That's true of everything, right? I say, I saw someone pour milk into your cholent. Everyone can eat the cholent, but I can't eat the cholent. Stav Yanav, because he believes in Yishura. Etc. So true for every part of halakha. So with the Shulta saying here, like, the guy who said it is believed to ask her for himself, but he's not believed to offer it for anyone else. What does that have to do with our case? I think what he's trying to say is that you know why everyone else is more than the shalak is after the knas. Because everyone else didn't see him send the shliach. Right? Everyone else didn't see him send the shliach. How did everyone else know he sent a shliach? Only he knows he sent a shliach, right? Avram sent Eliezer, right? And no one else knows. So everyone else in the world is mutter because there's no evidence the shliach was sent in the first place. Only this guy's office is he admitted he sent a shliach. Therefore, Shavianav Shechatik Lishura, not nearly exactly what the Jew trying to say this way, pulling the Mishnah of Shavianav, okay? And you just have to make like one of Kimta. There aren't two Edom who saw him send the shliach. There are two Edom who saw him send the shliach. It wouldn't be like the mission to do this. Then it would be two Edom saw someone with Kaddish Tom. Of course, they're all up. So I think this is what he's saying. If you assume, what the Okenta? The Okenta she'ein Edos. Okay, that ties into something else we want to discuss. But Shliach. There's no Eidim. Two Eidim don't come to best and say he sent a shliach. He just says I sent a shliach. If he says I sent a shliach, then it's very possible.
Shavye, Anapshe, Katipa, the Isura, meaning the Mishaleya admitted he created an Iker. But everyone else in the world, how do they know? It's like the one who says, nothing happened, I don't know. Meaning she doesn't have to think, she doesn't have to think you didn't dare me. As long as she doesn't admit it, if you say something got her and I don't know, then okay, the truth is the whole thing that in her of getting. But let's assume certainly when it comes to certainly when it comes to things like this, if you say got her and I don't know, then Shavi Anapshe for you, and it's nothing for me. So it's positive that strangers. So you have to believe the whole story.
How does this make sense about Gavishin's case? Because she's admitting the same as her husband. There's no disagreement between anyone.
Yeah, so in our Gavishin case, it's not like this. Our Gavishin case, you're trying to mock her. So you can't stop you enough because people say, hey, Rob. For the common factor of because obviously it wasn't, not for the rest.
Okay, so it's only worth off the still official with them because Earl would be a
joke. Or else it would be Shabby Nachi because they should have it. If the Rabbi better clear didn't do it, then it would be Shabby Nachi because they're
nothing.
Exactly. And that's why it could be run our sugya. Now, the Tosfos read, I thought it was the same shelto. I'm not really sure what the Tosfos read means. Tosfos is something peculiar. That's the only other formulation I found in Meseket Nazir. What if you say here? Don't say I can't marry anyone. There might be the one who's going to say, I've got the itha, have a sword and naya. Even though a woman is a stay-at-home ether, meaning is kavua, well, dami, like, kind of like birds. The eagle layer of kavua, that's what I'm after. The dami, the bada, he's having a deal.
If we know for sure that Shleif Lekhar is someone and we lost the move, then Taka, everyone will be also an everyone because of Kavura is like 50-50 and it's still rule of road. But over here, we don't know the Shleif Lekhar is anyone. Now that's so far. We don't know anything happened, just this guy says. So he's bound by his words and the rest of the world is not. He says a little differently. When we show head that Shleif Lekhar is someone, it's only because that's the Shleif Lekhar is someone. Not
actually
did. Only
has
did it.
The Hazdok of Lomhani only did the only worked for the Mishaleah.
Vasriel Lenny spake, and we after him all girls had a topic. But Lakuyama lo, Abiyadu, Babir, the Kaddish.
But everyone else does not have to have any ether unless we know for sure the guy is the Kaddish someone. Now, here's funny.
Hazdok of Lomhani only worked for the Mishaleah.
I don't know what he means. Maybe it just means like the shelter. And like, what do you mean? Chazaka shlichos to
the I thank you. For me, it's a chazaka you did the shlichos. For everyone else, the chazaka you didn't do the shlichos.
Well, funny, if it's a chazaka you did the shlichos, but you did it. So I'm not for maybe the shelter is really saying while adopting the shelter. Of course, for everyone, chazaka shlichos to the shlichos. But how do you know the sentence shlichos in the first place? For me, the only sentence shlichos. For everyone else, it's the same sentence shlichos.
Maybe he's saying like Rav Hino, he says that because he believed him, therefore the chazaka.
Maybe it is, you mean Rav Hitta.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's some echo of Rav Hitta. That echo is much more fascinating, thank you. Maybe there's some sort of hostility going on here. Meaning, it's not that really objectively Chazaka owes a Shlichus or Shlichuto.
You know, welcome to the real world, folks. You know, the business, this and that. You know, if you're going to rely on Chazaka, Shlichus, or Shlichuto, maybe you're like, then you're going to have problems. But if I send you, that I'm being mad that you're also Shlichuto.
So maybe that's what Tosfos would mean. But again, a very nice connection. I didn't think of it. To parallel, too. Well, that's exactly the same. But a parallel to Rav Hitta, you know, maybe similar. Parallel to Rav Hitta of Hende. If I send the Shliach, then I am accepting him. I'm sending him. You can be trustworthy. I'm accepting myself as the liability of the Shliach. Everyone else is cynical and says, oh, you think you trust that guy? And he's going to, when you turn around, you think he's really going to do it? You think you hired someone, and the second you don't work, he's going to do the job properly, and you're not me. Well, I hired him, but he's going to do the job properly. So maybe, if you keep the words of the Tosfos Rid, that's what comes out. Very fascinating. It's tying to our slogan. Yeah. What did the Tosfos Rid say? And we will finish this part of the chart. He says, no. legabe mishaleya arinan chazaka shliach ose shlichuto. But legabe alma lo arinan chazaka shliach ose shlichuto. I don't know. Legabe alma. That's really at the right in point. Lo arinan. That is a tremendous kiddush of the Torah of bread. Right? That the chazaka shliach ose shlichuto. Now, of course, this ties into. It worked well enough, kind of argument. It's kind of argument that you only if you say Bein Lechor Bein Lechula, it would be hard to say only for one guy, not the other, Bein Lechor Bein Lechula. But whoops, he might be relying on the Skarmar Gemara. No, it's only the Chumar. And it's only the Chumar for the guy who was Kepnei, to use not the Chumar, just the phrase. Maybe, but it's only the Chumar. Now it explains nicely why it's only the Chumar. They could say it's only the Chumar. You could say, although, if you're not sure, just don't say it at all. If you're not sure if it's a chazaka, it's not a chazaka. It's like borderline, you're not sure if it's a chazaka, or sure if it's a chazaka, but the weak chazaka, so we don't want to be lying for the rights of Lakula. But the way the wind is reading is that no, it's not that it's a suffix in the Homer, you think you're supposed to be Lakula, not Lakula. It's that really, it's a chazaka, but the guy who thinks this way, we say it for him, because he was mocking it in the Shliach, therefore he gave the Shliach the mother. And we assume, not for the Shliach, we assume he, by sending the Shliach, he was saying, I rely on the Shliach reliability, and I count on him to do it. Once he did that, he now has committed himself, Lachomra, to trust that the Shliach is officially doing so. Okay, that's a total phrase.
What is the last line
the Kuliam would not be offered unless we know for sure the Shliach is the Kaddish someone. If we know the Shliach is the Kaddish someone, no one can marry any more than what? If we know the Shliach is the Kaddish someone, you don't need a Kaddish. We know he's the Kaddish someone. Now we know there's a Tarobit. There's one woman in the world who's married, and because the women are Kavua, it's Kemet Balmet. Yes.
This thing I thought was that the Baal trust thinks that he has the right to define what the
doctrine. Yeah, I'm not saying it's exactly the same. Maybe it's more of like a Shabya Anafti that by sending the Shliach, I'm implicitly being Shabya Anafti that I believe he'll do the Shliach. You know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying power.
I don't really understand the definition of Shell system as
a strength. Again, it could be they're both saying the same thing either way. The way I'm reading them is that the Shoto's saying that we believe the Mishaleach that he sent the Shliach. Everyone else says we don't even know if he sent the Shliach. The way I'm reading the Rid is we believe the Mishaleach for himself. This is the difference. Again, it's subtle. If you were saying they both say what I'm calling Shoto, so they both say what I'm calling Rid, it's possible. But if you just read their words, you know, simply, the Shoto is saying, let me do the Mishaleach. You believe you sent the Shliach. The rest of the world doesn't think you sent the Shliach in the first place. The Rid is saying, you believe the Shliach did a Shlichus. The rest of the world thinks the Shliach didn't do a Shlichus. That's the difference. Is that the rest of the world doesn't even think you sent a Shliach, or the rest of the world doesn't think that they did a
Shlichus. Brother Ron, I read it this way, and I'm going to go out and say right now, and it's clearly not, but why can't we say that built in, meaning it's taking this next step? Why do you say it built into a Shliach and Shlichus, though, is it saying there are repercussions of Shliach and Shlichus, they'll only work for the person who said the Shliach. It didn't work for everybody else.
We could
say in related words. I thought Ron was saying, and that's like a form of the knot. If we hold the Kura, and form a knot, like we're knot, the guy sent the Shalita.
So what you're saying is that the Rin is really closer to Toso, meaning it's not that you have some power of Hende, it's that when you send a Shliach, you have to be prepared as a knot. To deal with the Shlichus.
Yeah, that rest of the world does. Now, Kumar's on you.
So, basically, you're saying maybe the Rin is really focused. The way the Knot works is that you have to assume that they finish Shlichus while other people don't.
Because then you can tie it into the Rin.
Okay. So, it might be Midin Knot. You're right. This could be Midin Hemne or Midin Knot. Yeah, absolutely. You could say Midin Hemne. Again, I'm not saying exactly the same as parallel. Or Midin Knot, which would then make the Rin all the same Soto. Although maybe Tosfos doesn't say that in the same way, because Tosfos makes it sound like Shlichus and Lechus is a general issue and not part of the Knot. That's background. Okay, now I just, what's the interesting thing going on here? Two things going on here, only one word so far.
And then everyone else makes sense. Why is a stranger? We explain. Why Tavia Napcha the Mishalak not a stranger? We explain. Why would a woman be Neman? Not be Neman for her troubles, but be Neman for herself? We also explain because it's worth only of doing a very, very dangerous Maisa. Meaning colorfully dangerous Maisa. But the Ramban is very strange. Someone asked, like we have to raise their hand, and said, is that to be our that the Hazdaka of Chayim, if we go by Chazaka, we're in Chulin, where it's in the Torah, or that we follow Chazaka. See? That when Chayim has a Chazaka, it works for Chayim's din. But Chayim's Chazaka doesn't work for Yehuda's din, even though it is a logical connection. When Yehuda's din depends on Chayim, Chayim's Chazaka doesn't work for Yehuda. Your Chazaka only works for yourself, not for someone else. This sounds to us like a machlokes in the beginning of Tzuvot, whether if a woman has a chazka kashrus and then has a baby, does the chazaka of the mother help for the baby or not? And we paskin that the chazaka of the mother does help for the baby. So that's not going to help us very much. It reminds us of a whole thing we spent a lot of time on last year, or at least spent a little time on this year, because maybe no one's going to share last year. We should spend a week on it. Okay. We'll spend a week on it again. The question of Yamei HaMelech, right? There was a case of this tied into the guy who we didn't know if he was a Kohen and Bavat and Aflam and Aleph, that's what we did last year. But Yamei HaMelech, he used the Tamach Vav. There was a stuffing whether his mother was Nistal of Kohen or not. You know, Yamei HaMelech was from the Chachmonai case, right? So he was a Kohen, and it was very important for him to be a Kohen, right? They, the Rabban makes a big deal of this, right? In Judaism, we believe in this separation of power. We don't believe in separation of religion and state, but we believe in separation of church and state, right? The guy in charge of the state, the same guy is in charge of the army. They should both be following the same religion. But that doesn't mean, again, the religion part of the state, that doesn't mean the church part of the state, obviously, church. We're not supposed to have the Kohen Gadol be the same, like the priestly, the king priest slash god, it turned out in the ancient, by the time you're done with in the ancient world. Okay, the Chachmonot violated that, according to Ramban and Paiki. They were all Kohanim. Yamei HaMelech was very important for him that he was a Kohen. He went to a vote in the Beis Mikdash, and the Chachmonot criticized him, and then it didn't end well for the Chachmonot, because it doesn't matter who's right, ever who was the king. And they have a whole discussion in the Gemara as to why he was puzzled, and the answer is his mother was Safek and Tula the Kahuna. So Rashi already has. His mother is the Chesed Kashrut. Why does the mother Chesed Kashrut work? 50-50 Suffolk. Whether she was Nishbased or not. Right? So why not 50-50 Suffolk? Whether she was Nifla Guna, why not say it works? The answer is, her mother's Chazaka works for her, but not for Yahweh. One person's Chazaka is not going to be another person, even when that person is logically dependent on that Chazaka. Right? Even when it's a whole negotiation, that Chazaka, nope. Your Chazaka only works for you, not for other people, even though logically it should. That's the status of Rashi and Sanhedrin Tanakh Vav, and there's a whole figure there, all the Rishonim there disagree with him. So the question is, what's going on in this Ramban? Right? What's going on in this Ramban? The Ramban here says that Chesed Knuya of a person only works for herself. Her Chesed Knuya proves that she's a Knuya. It doesn't prove that proves that she's a penuria for her for herself. It doesn't prove she's a penuria for her sister. Right? That's very strange. So this is discussed by a lot of acronym here. This is especially since in Kedushin Tzadok Vav, he does not necessarily seem to agree with that. Okay, this is discussed by a lot of acronym here. What is shot in the Ramban? And I will say maybe two things, even though really this is a bit of an aimless effort. So, what's shot here? Right? What's shot? Does Chazaka of one person not help for another person. After all, that's not what we're used to thinking in Shas. So the Kovach HaOr points out that there is a Ramban in Yevamot who might seem to think that this is a general rule. What does the Ramban say in Yevamot? And what does the Ramban say in Yevamot? Again, it's complicated. You have to be holding Yevamot a little. A man was married to, let's say, my brother, right?
Not, you know, married to my brother.
Let's say someone's brother, my brother's married to my daughter. Okay, now if my brother would die, there would be a Tariba, because Sarah is me. And not only that, remember the birth of Yiba, even the Kohen, even if he had other wife that he put from Yiba. He may or may not have divorced, but something divorced my daughter. He threw her again, so something of the way closer to him, closer to her. Something divorced my daughter. Now he married another one and dies. Do I do Yibam to that other woman or not? After all, if he still marries my daughter, then the other one's called Sarth Erba, Kohen of an Erba, and there's no Yibam Halita. If he divorced my daughter, then I do Yibam Halita. So, also suggest that you go by Chazaka. My Chazaka that my daughter was married to him. Keep that Chazaka. If you keep the Chazaka that my daughter married him, then the second wife is Pater from Yevamot. And Ramban himself says, maybe I even have it here. Moses Omer came, Sheeris is Kacha, Vada, I've been discussed with something, but Keska is Etero Medet. Afla, the Zur Keska, the Hetzel, the Shokish, love in the Klum. We're supposed to say, my daughter is the Cheska, she's not allowed to remarry, because she was Ashish and something is Karta. And therefore, Chazaka, she's still married to my brother. Therefore, when he married another wife, her Chazaka goes to that other wife, and that wife is the Cheska, Pachar Yibam, that's all Hedda Lutho. So she's Pachar Yibam, to Chazaka. And there are not the names of Klum, that's silly. Why is that silly? So I'll kind of put two and two together and say that Ramban, Shazaka, that Ramban. One woman's Chazaka doesn't help for another person. The Chazaka of the first wife doesn't help for the second wife. Second wife is still 50-50 something. So maybe there's cheat of quality. Okay, the problem that he points out is here are some other Rambans. Well, the whole question is that Lishitafe, the Bamos, Doc, Lamed Omidim, he holds like the infamous Rafi in Dipson. Again, the problem with that is not that it's an old Shas. Baba Ramban. Okay, now you can imagine sorry if you all over stuff, and somebody you have to deal with it. Let me just say a little longer here. I'll be longest. What kind of we tie this into when the padlock of one person works for another person or only work for themselves? What kind of hero would you say here? Saying if you shoot the hero? A beer or hot rod, they say, meaning the rule of Chazaka is forward. Is the rule of Chazaka that it's considered a proof? Is it considered a proof that the situation hasn't changed? Is it a beer? If Chazaka is a beer, then the Chazaka of Ruvain should work for Shimon. If the Chazaka of Ruvain being a Psuya, or not Ruvain of Rachel being a Psuya or an ancient fish or what have you, that could also helper later means you've proven a fact. A fact is relevant for you and is relevant for everyone else as well. More to be saying, no, it's not a year. Sometimes called Hakra or Hanfaga. It's not that Hanfaga is a beaver at all. No, if in a 50-50 case that it stayed the same or changed. It is just a rule of we keep the status quo till proven otherwise as a legal simplification, or maybe there are deeper reasons for it. It's a rule that if someone has a status, they keep that status until proven otherwise, even though we don't know the truth. So Chazaka means we assume this is the truth, or we don't know what the truth is, but we have sort of, there's a heavenly record book with every status of everything and everyone in the world written in it. You don't produce it and edit that heavenly record book unless you have a proof. If you're 50-50, you leave the heavenly record book alone. And that's called Akra or Hanfaga. So this might depend on the Chakira. If Chazak is a B-Rur, then it is a Chazak about Chayim. Or let's go back to our case. Right? Yoni wants to marry Rachel. Rachel's sister and mother and grandmother and daughter and granddaughter, all of Petska's Pruya, that would be a Birur. That means we assume the truth is that they're all single. If they're all single, you only can marry the girl. Because all the relatives are single. But if we say no, Hadaka is a Hakra, not a Birur, but that means that we don't know who's single and who's married. Petska's Pruya doesn't mean we know everyone's they're all Pruyas. That we don't know, but we don't change their status in the heavenly in the halakhic record book. Therefore, if a girl came and wanted to get married, we'd say, ah, your status is still Pnuya, you can get married even though we don't know. But if you only want to marry someone and doesn't know what her relative's status is, then you say, we have no idea what your relative's status is. You could be a rise to me, you could not be a rise to me. And therefore, we're more mocked there because the Chazaka of one person, if it's merely Akra and other people, is not going to affect other people. Now, okay, but I can't do this. But, oh, yeah, the Kafta. I won't because I don't have an answer. You know the Kafta?
Why can't you be my favorite relatives? This is the aspect. I don't know if that's
what you mean.
Why can't you use the same Chazaka? I mean, just because they're not here, why does that change it?
Because that's wrong.
Why?
Because we don't know their status. Just when they have a halachic shayla.
My shayla. My shayla. We use the bimachria. My shayla. We send all the bimachria, all the variables for my shayla.
The answer is because
that sounds a little slow.
I have to explain this better. If a woman comes in, we say, you want to know if you're allowed to marry or not. Okay, how about you used to be allowed to marry, you're still allowed to marry. But if you only want to marry girls whose relatives are not around, then we say, they don't want to know if they can marry or not. They're not asking if they can marry or not, right? So they have no shayla. We just want to know whether you can marry Yoni or not. That depends on the fact of whether your relative married him or not, and the fact or 50-50. Now, Yoni's asking, why are you not grow? Why not determine a status and based on that status determine other people's status? So the answer is going to be because the, and here, okay, the answer is going to be because think we they have a status, but we don't know if it's true or not. We can't talk to other people based on that. They have a status, but we don't know if it's true or not. So we can't talk to someone else based on a status that we don't know if it's true or not. They keep their status, but think we don't know if it's true or not. Other people can't rely on that. So basically, what you have to say is, look, the lung is here. The lung is here is that a chazaka is what they call in Yeshiva called the hakra or a hanhaga. Not a beaver, so therefore, pick some girl. She can remarry because she used to be able to remarry, and we assume her halachic status stays the same until proven otherwise. Well, we really don't know. We're really 50-50. We really don't know. And therefore, we really don't know. Her sister wants to marry Yoni, we say, I can marry Yoni. Maybe your sister really don't know if your sister married Yoni. I see it at Cyrus to do Kazakha. And that's what we mean that we really don't know, as opposed to we assume facts I'll be Kazakh. It's not that we assume facts I'll be Kazakh. That we really don't know, but we're Nikol anyway. So we're Nikol for you, but we're Nikol for your sister.
Didn't you say the Rambam contradicts himself in the wrong places? So how can you...
Okay, so it's a great question. We're not going to answer that now. I just want to point out something else, Sam.
Can you just re-explain the Mahos of Sak and how to say that in the case of Yivamos?
Yes. I know. Once you start with Yivamos, you lose everything. That's like it's built into Yivamos. They say. It's like this. My brother was married to my daughter and something divorced her, something didn't. If she goes to the rabbinah to remarry, what will they say? Your bechetkes they should say, you can't remarry. Right? Now, my brother marries someone else and dies. So I can give him that second wife or not. So, one shita is viewer. After all, rabbinah told my daughter, bechetkes they should say, we assume the fact is my daughter still married to my brother. My daughter is the married to my brother, the second wife, the co-wife of an Erba, sorry, Erba, and she father me with a Kalita. The other option is no, it's only a Hakra. My daughter keeps her status of each business, and I don't want to let her remarry. She says, okay, we're not going to change her status in our record books. They have record books. Until, oh, it's not, of course. We're not going to change her status in the record books until you bring up proof. But really, 50-50, my daughter's married to my brother or not. And therefore, when he marries a second wife, it's 50-50 if you start there or not. But really, 50-50 if you can meet him or not. That's what the Ramban is saying. She needs Kalitza. Okay, however, the Stumsover adds something else. And this reminds us of the Kalitza Rim we said about Yana and Melech last year. I'm sure if you're here, you haven't forgotten the Kalitza Rim. Even if you've got the Kalitza Rim, remember, then it's a very, very lovely shot. Says the Stumsover here. None of you also said something, which then you would do the same thing. We'll put in the Stumsover. Stumsover points out something interesting about this case. He says, what's the problem with Kalitza's Pnuya here? The problem with Kalitza's Pnuya is that if there's one girl who's the Kalitza's Pnuya, the second girl is the Kalitza's Pnuya, the third is the Kalitza's Pnuya, all 10 million Jewish women are the Kalitza's Pnuya. So if you take Kalitza's Pnuya to its logical extreme, then I didn't marry anyone. But we know I married someone. Meaning, there's no problem with Kalitza's Pnuya in this particular case. To take it to its logical extreme, it's not true. Because then everyone has a Kalitza's Pnuya. And if everyone has, right, if everyone's special, no special, if everyone has a Kalitza's Pnuya, then I didn't marry anyone. But we don't have it's all a Kalitza. Which our bottom takes very seriously. I'm thinking really the Raisa, the Homra, So the problem with Kalitza's Pnuya is that you can't apply to everyone. If you apply to everyone, we don't have a burden that I didn't marry anyone, and I know I married someone. So therefore, he says you can only apply it to the woman who comes in front of us, not to a woman who's not in front of us. That looks not so hurt there. Okay, why exactly is that? Well, that's their clue. He says there's something wrong about this particular Chesed Pnuya. Right? Nothing to do with that Ramban Yevamos. After all, to be told, all the Ramban Yevamos said was, he quoted Tosafot, and he said, ain't that clue. He didn't explain exactly why it ain't that clue. You know, he didn't specify too much. Says the Chacham Sofer. Sorry, this is Rav Chanan. Says the Chacham Sofer. He said that he answered Lahamid as Kol Hanochim Becheskat Pnuya Shehare Achas Mehen Nitkad Shalom. And therefore, you can't just test the Pnuya if he was not in front of us. In came, he asher lahater al pi test the Pnuya im eina bifaneinu. If any woman is not in front of us, of course, why do we even use the test the Pnuya of a woman in front of us then? Why not say, well, you can't use the airport test, you use no one test the Pnuya if you had a verb. Right, that's a rule, right? Man, like fake feeling kind of thing. If, right? And it's probably towards the Robin Lagula, right? So if the two guys come to bed then and they say, ah, we each walk on one path, oh, we'll start what's our day. Say, well, you're a fucking Lagula, you're a fucking Lagula. Okay, of course. So you're fucked, you're all up there. Right, the rule. Then, yeah, you can't be jumping at a book. Well, then you have to for everyone. So, what's the difference between in front of us or not in front of us? So here, the Ikuni of Sulfur is just something very balbazic. And when he's saying that, if someone's in front of us, then they've taken themselves out of the club. There's the people in Bezdin and the people not in Bezdin. The people in Bezdin, we can judge separately. Therefore, like in Sheshila, only one person is there. The person in Bezdin, we can say, I'm only talking about you, you're Kestis Nuya. But when we're talking about people outside of Bezdin, we have to discuss everyone outside of Bezdin. And then, once we start to find a bad thing, we have to do a test of Pnuya because everyone has a test of Pnuya, and no one got married in that
one. Why can't we bring them in one by one? The thing about the fake feeling that one's coming, one's not.
It's a good question. I would say here's something else. Maybe this is something a little more longer. Maybe you could say no. You could look at Chazaka as Beaver or as Hakra, depending how you look at it. Right, but, and this is, okay, again, this is what the future room said, if you remember last year, the college was the work here last year, for Rocky, and He'd say, no, maybe this may be in Chazak. Right. If you look at it as Chazak or B-word. If you look at it as B-word, then it has to make sense. As B-word, you would say, you're a Kuya, you're a Kuya, you're a Kuya. All 10 million women are Kuya. You can't look at it as B-word. Usually, you can look at Chazak as B-word. And then it works whether someone's in court or they're not in court. It works for themselves and not for themselves. Since it would become it starts with your fact trade. Since if you said each one of the Cheskas Pnuya, it would be impossible, you can't have fewer that would end up being impossible. A fewer has to be a fact. Facts cannot be impossible. Right? Therefore, we don't have a fewer that is only a pure thought to a fewer. You can't say this is a fact, this is a fact, this is a fact, if it's not true. However, even though Chazak can get work as a fewer because they get all the Pnuyos, it can still work as a Hakra. Because that part doesn't have to be true. It's just we're not saying to the record books. It doesn't have to be consistent. Therefore, even if normally a Chazak won't work for another person, that's what I'm getting out of the book. Then the answer goes, yeah, from other places in our body, Chazak won't work for another person. Normally, the Chazak of AB works for Chayim because of the B-word. But over here, it can't be a B-word because she's a Pnuya, and then at least we reduct you out a third of it. It's mutually contradictory. And therefore, it can't be a viewer. It can only be Akra. It's only Akra, it only works for the person of a Shaila, not for someone else. So maybe that's what some sofer mean, right? Some sofer mean that if, meaning you can't say it's a viewer that everyone depends on the Pnuya, because it's not true, it's impossible. A viewer can't be impossible. But for Akra, it only works to judge whoever has a shayla in as in now, not for someone status to affect someone else.
Yeah. It's a foundation. But when we have an individual woman being a farmer, so when the shayla comes up and she can get remarried, then we have the chazaka that she wouldn't remarry. So now we have a precedent to remove her from the cloud.
Or no, that's not what you're mixing tostos. It's that it's Pnuya. Her Cheskas Pnuya work, right?
No, meaning the Chazaka says we're not allowed to give Cheskas Pnuya to everyone, so why would we give it to the person in front of us? We can give it to her, Stavka, because she has a chazaka that she is uniquely.
Yeah, but I don't think you're allowed to say that for their box, then you turn it into tostos. So basically, that's what I'm asking. So why are you allowed to use the Cheskas Pnuya person in front of you? So either you just say, it's as far as the person in front of you is separate from the Baal, or you could say it's the person in front of you as a Chazaka of Akra. And a Chazaka of Akra doesn't have to be consistent.
Maybe breaking out in the room, what you're saying is only based off of an actual view and not off of even a real assumption that we make. You can't come to that logic with that assumption, even if you take that assumption very seriously. You can't take it like that by big feeling. You would be like, okay, that admits you. Listen, they run on these things. What is happening? In this case, one of them has to be based on an assumption that we're making, but not have to be based on the misuse of the thing. And then I think it is one step to work with the
okay, then I can work on the point. I forget exactly where you're going with that, but I'll leave that for now.
Why is it impossible to use the Pnuya? I mean, you might not, in terms of this Pnuya, it might not have a relevance. I mean, there's a kind of stone in the world, but it just wasn't.
Yeah, because there's no logical reason to use it for the relatives and not for other people. If you use it for the relative in Detroit, why not use it for everyone else in Detroit? And if you use it for everyone in Detroit, there's a logical reason to use it only for the relatives and not for other people. Okay, so that's our sense of the chance is because doctors if you don't get a serum, it's a target process, it's usually contradictory because you use one person's test of three, you use everyone's test of three, and then it's not true anymore because everyone can't be a three, one person has to be married. And this is why we don't use Chazaka here. So why do you use Chazaka for the woman who did come into bed then? So then you have to say the reason you use Chazaka for the woman who did come into bed then is because either Sam. It's an assumption that people in bed and people out of bed and are different classes, then you don't have to be consistent. That's possible. Okay, maybe that's good enough. Maybe you don't need anything else. The person in bed is separate from the cloud. You don't have to be consistent with the cloud. It's only once you're finding people outside bed, then it has to apply it to clients. I mean, if you're only talking about the one in bed, then you can judge her without worrying about everyone else. But once you're using it for someone in bed, then you have to use it for everyone out of bed. If you don't say any fancy bumps. Okay, but it's a very clever concept.
So that would take cover in Ramban says bring the relatives and they testify. They
even though the Rabbanan says they have to testify. So even if you bring them out, the Rabbanan doesn't work. Why? Because you wouldn't call it in court if they're not in court for themselves. You know, they're not in court for themselves, but you don't call it in court. It's testifying.
Let me say there are three different chazakas that we get. Everyone comes up with the upper hand is a chazaka based on a road, which is stronger than a regular. And that's the day of this, two completely separate chazakas. It's not using one for the other, particularly the
same. No, it's not a chazaka based on a road. It's based on Julia. You can't use the road here for the Kabbalah. You can't use the road. Okay. Anyway, so Kitzer, we have two ways to explain this strange critic of the Ramban that the chazaka of Rachel doesn't work for Matar Leah, even though most of Shach, we find the chazaka of one person works for another person. Either the Ramban is a radical shita, chazaka of one person never works for another person, because chazaka doesn't tell us what's true. It only tells us how to treat this person, but that doesn't affect other people. Or if they know, of course, chazaka, we believe what chazaka tells us. It's just that if we believe a chazaka tells us, then we have to be consistent. And if you say one person to you, then everyone goes to you, but then it's impossible, and then you have to retract it all. So in any court, maybe there are most of themselves in the cloud, and you can judge them without judging them for the world. But if you're applying someone not invented, then you have to apply either to everyone or to no one. You can't apply to everyone, you have to apply to no one. A side point that comes up here, which you're not going to have time to deal with, is the Ramban says, but if the crowbars come to court and testify, they'll be relieved. Right? If the woman only has four relatives, and all four relatives come to the court, come to Beis Din and say, we were not Eliezer, wasn't the Kaddish shop, we'll be believed. And why, he says, because he looked at the There's three reasons. Two. Here, there's no chesed etzer, they're all profit, no chesed etzer, only famous chesed etzer. And three, after all, they'd be believed to remarry themselves. It's for them to remarry, so agav, but if they're not here, we don't know if they want to remarry. We don't know what they say. Once they say we want to remarry, once we let them remarry, then they should be consistent, and also let their sister marry them, inshallah. Okay, so Ron has a lot of problems with this from Ron. He says, what do you mean an eponym of these two in? It's the Dovah Erba. You can't tell they eponym of the Dovah Erba. It's all about us. He says, you believe the crow because they echoed. What do you tell them an eponym of the Dovah Erba? Okay, there's a lot of ink and spilled in the acronym about this. There's a whole base of Levi, so it's based on the cup of Zion about this. It is a fascinating question. I'll just take one little piece of this, one little fascinating piece of it, of this round of Ramban. This is the side point, right? Meaning, what's the side point of this Ramban? Says the Ramban.
Can I stick this in something?
Says the Ramban, what if Brokos Heidu Shalonis Kanshu? Says the Ramban, Ein Echad Neman. The Isurin says the Ran, that's ridiculous. It echad eino ne'eman al davar shebe'erba. Fascinating question. Is that it echad ne'eman be Isurin if the crow would come in, or would they davar shebe'erba and it echad not ne'eman be Isurin? Very big machlokas here. There are three machlokas. The Ramban has three reasons, and the Ran doesn't like. The Ramban doesn't like any of them, and he says, So this might depend on a fascinating machloket on daf base of a base. If you just flip for a second, the base of a base, when you're talking about why is an eight echad neman beginning of the second, anyone know the beginning of the second? If a shliach comes to the get from Medina Sayam, what does he say? I saw it written and signed by Kafka, so we believe him. Mara says, but he's an eight echad. Says, no problem, eight echad never be sure. Mara says, what do you mean? Look at the fifth to last line. Aval hacha, it's chazik yisur de'eshat ish, havi davash shabar erba, vein davash shabar erba pach mishnayin. Here, it's chazik yisur de'eshat ish, he's a cheska fesser. So davash shabar erba, ain't davash shabar erba pach goes me. Mishnayim. So now there's a gear. says the Maharid, look at this Gemara. It can't be served the Ashes Itba with Darvish of Erba. Darvish of Erba only needs Shnayim when you're going against the Chazaka. You only need two Adim and Darvish of Erba to go against the Chazaka. Okay, this ties into the Shita that you only need two Adim and Mamunas when you're going against the Chazaka. Maybe you only need two Adim to go against the Chazaka. Over here, it's Darvish of Erba, but there's no Chazaka. There's certainly no test of answer, right? We don't really want the test of Surya, so much test of answer. There's no test of answer, we believe it enough from the answer of Erba. That's part of the Ramban, kind of. Maybe the Ramban will fit the Maharid. However, both of they already said, okay, again, you have to get into what the Ramban says there, and there's a lot of, that's what the Beis HaLevi talks about. You can look it up if you want, Shub Beis HaLevi, Shub Beis HaLevi, but also, it's already said there.
Maybe it's Lamed Zayin.
You're right. I actually printed it out for myself. It is Chelek Beis in the Beis Halevi Simon Lamed Zayin. Thank you. Okay, I guess it made it into the Masifta. Anyway, Kitzer, the Tosos there says, no. What it means is Dabar Shabbat Erva. And it says, number one, Tosos says, an Erech is not Neman against the Chetzkes Eser, even if not a Dabar Shabbat Erva. And it's also a Dabar Shabbat Erva, even if it wouldn't be, it's not the Kisukah. So there's a big machlokes, you should open up, even Beis, is an Erech is Neman and Dabar Shabbat Erva if there's no Chetzkes Eser. And that might be part of what's going on here. There's no Chetzkes Eser. The Rabban is around the before, Erech is not Neman, even Chetzkes Eser. It's complicated because all over Shas, there are many cases where all the Rabban and Ran contradict themselves, and it's not a contradiction. So, kids are over here. We think that we're going to try them to have a read this Gemara and Beis on Beis. Do you say, huh, it's constantly sort of ish, and therefore we dover shiver erva and dover shiver erva of Mishnayim? The rule of dover shiver erva of Mishnayim definitely applies to the test of Esther. That's Rabban in his part of his Taita. Stop. That's probably the story. Of course, one ain't good enough. All the rest says, no, it's the test of Esther. It's Chetzkes Eser, and besides that, it's Dabar Shabbat Erva, or an Eitz not Neman with or without Chetzkes. We're not based on the base. Okay, there is, there's really a lot more packed into this one little line in the Ramban. So the Ramban says three things. He says, Eitz not Neman plus it's still Chetzkes Eser, meaning even if it's Dabar Shabbat Erva, it's still Chetzkes Eser. As you said, one of the first line, Eitz not Neman, that's before he says no Chetzkes Eser. Why the Kol Nisur isn't Dabar Shabbat Erva? There may be a bit of my book is here. It's a little funny, but is relative who's related to whom in Dinei Raya is called Dabar Shabbat Erva or not? On the one hand, it's Gilui Raya. Maybe there's another book there. The Rabban is saying it's Nisurin. Being someone's relative not being allowed to marry them is Nisurin. Dabar Shabbat Erva just means marriage. Who's married is single. Just means marital status. Whether or not I'm your brother-in-law, or son-in-law, that's only story. The Ramban is saying no. Whether you're a brother or a sister, you're right. And there's a lot here, but we're not going to have time to get into it. And I think we're going to call it a day on this sugya. We Chaim's going to ask where do we get up to, but the answer is we got through number one. We didn't get to number two. The truth is, at number two, I have very little to add to what Ray Miller said. I just wanted to chazer a little. We said half of it, and Ray Miller said the other half of it is your Chloe. So I just want to spend 10 minutes chazering at the beginning of the next shiur, just to make sure that we have everything down in one place. But I'm not going to get into number two so much.
Not number two.
I'm going to chazer number two briefly. We didn't get to number two. I'm going to chazer briefly, and then we're going to go back. The gag brackets we're going to skip. The brackets at the end of one we're going to skip. Whoever saw it, whoever didn't. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
Do you have any philosophical insight into why the differentiation between Kavua?
Could have seen it like the side, so I got a perspective.